Hello and welcome to Uvaball Raw USA. Today we're going to do a movie review of the latest motion picture blockbuster, The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson. And it's directed by that guy who did, I think, the last two Planet of the Apes films, the remakes. And, you know, I saw the first two. Those were pretty good. I didn't see the third Planet of the Apes. But let's go on here to Batman. So Batman starts in the middle of Batman's little crime fantasy. Like, there's no origin story. It just starts, I think, just as they got the bat signal 2 years later. Now, everything in that opening is shit that we fucking already know, but it's like, it has a spin to it. It's reimagined. But it's the same old fucking shit. If I was to have never seen a Bat movie before, I would think that the introduction to this film is lazy. It would be really interesting to see somebody's reaction who understands what a good movie is and has never seen a Batman film. I'd love to see that reaction. Unfortunately, I'm not that person because I have seen a Batman film. But I will say that they're trying to, you know, as a standalone story, the fact that it plays out like fan service and the way that it brings the story forward is kind of lazy to fall back on. Because let's admit this, that Batman is so popular and has been so popular for so long that it essentially is ingrained in our pop culture. It's a representative of our pop culture, not of our historical, actually important culture, but everybody knows all the facts about Batman, even if they're not a Batman fan. It's come to that point. So a lot of the first act feels kind of boring. It's not really essential to the story. And it's trying to tell you that Batman is in a dark city. But it's weird because it part of it wants to feel like it's New York City in a contemporary vein, but I don't know. It doesn't really work. It feels like it's not fun at all. Like, I want to be there and have fun. The Riddler, for example, is like the Zodiac killer, and he's got most of his stuff is like, when they first introduce him, his voice is heavily scrambled and distorted. And he comes across like somebody who just saw that Joker film and thought, okay, like I can see the meeting now of the executives. They're like, okay, so Joker was really popular. People are really into the psychopaths. How can we make the killer really dark and grim and psychopathic and not charismatic? Not, you know what I mean? The killer was uninvolving in anything that he did. I didn't really give a fuck about, because none of it felt rooted in reality. Any part of the film that was supposed to be grim or brutal was like out of focus. If you're gonna go full into the to murder and, you know, dark plot, you might as well fucking show it, because they didn't cut away. It would have been better if they cut away or something, maybe, and then show like out of focus scenes. And then the beginning, what the fuck? Did the director play Hitman Blood Money just before he went on the set or something? Because the constant Ave Maria, the Riddler randomly going into Ave Maria was super corny. But then the fucking beginning with, from the perspective of a sniper, it's like all the Call of Duty fans are going to think this is super deep, much deeper than it actually is. He even had the little sound effects that they have in Hitman Blood Money, where you could hear the guy's breath as he's looking through the sniper scope at the people next door and the people, his targets. It felt, the whole movie felt like a video game. It felt like a compilation of video game cutscenes. Like every scene with the Riddler kind of felt like an old Sega CD game, like those old cutscenes. And then other parts of the film felt like they went straight into Batman Arkham Asylum video game and the way that Batman was brawling. I mean, it was cool. The scenes were cool, but the connective tissue between the scenes made me not give a shit. It was like not involving. And maybe because it was so one tone, it was this really like one line straight through and through the tone. That and no deviation, not no jokes at all. Not that I want jokes per se, but I don't know the villain and the way that the city was portrayed. I mean, is it real? If you're gonna go full tilt into something real, at least go fucking full in. That's what I'm saying. With the gore, if you want a real New York City, Gotham City. Take away the fucking silly elements, like it's always dark in every single room, in every single street. Even in the daytime, it's kind of like dusk almost, like there's like nuclear winter or something. There's never any actual sunlight. Please, give me a fucking break. Or it's gray, like it just rained, like we're in London. I don't know. I just say this because I grew up in New York City, and I was like, at first, I was like, great. It's a movie that shows New York City again. And then slowly, I think towards the beginning it was more real New York. And then towards the end it was just like La La Land. You know, they slowly, the movies got weaker as it went along, both visually and plot. Until they got, I mean, what's funny is that the plot wasn't actually established until probably the end of the second act. And the third act, even though there was shit that was happening, was completely tonally different from the first two acts that wanted to be like this detective. I do agree with the stuff that I read. People say it's like Seven. Maybe it's a little bit like Seven in those first two acts. A really poor Seven without the gore. Like, who the fuck wants to watch that? It's because of the Batman fan service. And Catwoman, first of all, the pacing. Catwoman should have been just fucking cut, I think. Because she didn't do anything to bring the story forward. It was too much, and the movie was too long. So it felt, because it was so drab and it was so one note, like one extended note through and through of tone, it felt like, well, I wanted to get the fuck out of there. It felt boring. It felt like 45 minutes should have been cut throughout the film. Not any particular scene, just little small cuts away at things here and there. Even if they didn't cut Catwoman, I was like, it was almost like she said to them, okay, you guys design the suit, whatever Catwoman-y suit you want, but I design the mask. And almost as like a joke, like a fuck you joke. It's like a ski mask with little tiny pointy things at the top. Super dumb looking. The worst Catwoman suit by far. Like, even Halle Berry's Catwoman suit is better than fucking that suit. The Catwoman suit. And Batman, I will say this. Pattinson was really good as Batman. He did a good performance as Batman. And I liked the pissed off at the world goth thing. I did really like him as Bruce Wayne. I did not like him as Bruce Wayne. I thought his Bruce Wayne, I don't know. It didn't, it wasn't, like, for example, like, okay, his Bruce Wayne is an idiot. His Bruce Wayne is like completely naive, kind of, and easily manipulated, I guess, which is ridiculous. I think it's a this is not how they wanted to portray him, I'm sure, but the writing wasn't so great. Like the when okay, spoiler alert, when what's his face and Alfred gets like bombed or whatever, when whatever, and he gets put in the hospital. Fucking Bruce Wayne goes to visit him and says, "I found out this," and then Alfred's like, "No." Well, because Bruce was completely convinced of this just a couple seconds ago, so much to like confront Alfred on his hospital bed when he's really fucked up. And then Alfred's like, "No. It's like this, man." And then Bruce is like, "Oh, okay. It must be like that." It's like, fuck you. What? How easy is it to just you just tell him something? "No, Bruce, it's like this." "Okay, it must be like that then." Like, what the fuck? There should have been like a little more to the scene of Alfred trying to convince Bruce that this is true, because how fast he immediately agreed to change his mind was ridiculous. I don't know. The movie didn't have heart. It was like a good idea, but I didn't feel that there was anything really exciting about any of the characters. It played it real fucking safe with the fan service. Like Penguin, Riddler should have had something more interesting to them. And that end where suddenly there's like a flood, Gotham's mains break and the water levee or whatever, and the fucking water comes in and it happens so fast, everything gets flooded. That was kind of tacked on. There was no hint that that was coming. It just, boom. I don't know. And then the fucking end that was played out like Amazing Spider-Man 2, but the dark version, where like suddenly the Joker is in the cell and it's like, guess what's coming for part two, kids? A sequel that hopefully will never come, but it will probably come because this movie's making money. I just think that no one wants to see more of this shit. I mean, the people that do are just the people who are lap dogs who will say yes to anything. They will fucking the latest superhero film, even if it sucks, they'll try and twist, it into thinking and coming up with excuses for it as to why it's good. And it's not absolutely terrible. I just find it to be kind of boring. The best things about the film were Colin Farrell and John Turturro. So there you go. I mean, it's not the best. I'm not trying not to give too much away. I did give a lot away in the end, but that's my review of this wonderful latest Batman film. Maybe it would have seemed more exciting had there been like 20 years in between reboots of Batman and we had not seen so much cultural saturation of Batman so steadily. This would have seemed fresh and it would have been easier for me to accept it. But like they're coming in, they're coming so fast. They're coming every 2, 3 years, the reboots of the series, and it's getting a little bit much. That I'm on the collapse of caring. I'm ready to tune out. I just don't know anymore about some of these superhero movies. But I will give it like 2.5 stars just to be nice because it's nice to see them try to be dark, but they should lead into a full R. It is not for kids. And I think I see the marketing towards kids reminds me of like, I don't know when they marketed RoboCop 2 towards kids in 1990, which I love that film, no matter what anybody says. But this one, as a PG-13, reminds me more of like a RoboCop 3. So, but I will say this about Batman, the Batman. I will say it reminds me of what Suicide Squad 1 wanted to be. Suicide Squad 1 wanted to be the super dark PG-13. And they filmed it. I think it ended up leaning into being an R. So they cut it down and reshot it. The Batman, I believe the third act is the reshoot. That's probably why it seems so tacked on. I think that was what they had to finish after fucking lockdown. And Pattinson, according to my friend Matt, of the sequel cast, he says that Pattinson did not want to lose the weight. He had gained weight over COVID, and I wasn't watching the movie carefully enough to be able to tell. Sometimes you can tell shit like that. Like that happened with Batman and Robin, where Alicia Silverstone, I think, like towards the end, she had gained some weight after they went on a break, and I don't know. Whatever. That was a long time ago. See, that's those kind of news you don't hear about that shit. Those are actual tales that aren't so. There's so many stories that aren't on the internet from a lot of these older films from the 80s and the 90s, because I guess the internet wasn't as prevalent as it is today. So to hear little stories like that, especially stories that the stories that you don't hear are the stories that are true, that are unflattering to whomever, the company, the stars, or maybe it's even some sort of legal situation. You don't hear about everything. Anybody who thinks that everything has to have a link to be certifiable news is a fucking idiot. Anyway, this has been long enough. Have a great day. It's fucking 6 o'clock in the morning.